Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's Christmas yet again, and here we are with the first of several series, actually, of Christmas specials that we do every December here on Daniel Britt and Friends. We'll start it off with, some classic sounds, but we don't want to limit ourselves. And I want to welcome from the top here, Mark Fuller on our guest line, because Mark has been a good friend and a good teacher to me of this classic gospel music. When I have a question, usually I go to Mark and he helps me. And not that he's an old guy, but he's a lover of the classic sounds in gospel music. And Mark's helped pick out a great selection of songs. This week and next week, we're going to have fun. Isn't that right, Mark?
Oh, I can't wait. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, we'll jump right in. I mean, this is a song that I remember from, I want to say, my kindergarten or first grade. I remember this artist, and I didn't know much else about this artist, but I knew her for this song. And you were a kid, too, when this really came out, right?
Yeah, I was born in 61, so I think this, from what I can tell, is in the mid-70s. And so I was probably, 16, 17 years old, maybe, 15. And this was a hot Christmas song. And Evie, I'm not sure, was really considered a, quote, Southern gospel artist. But this Christmas song had such a cut-time Southern gospel feel until it quickly picked up on the Southern gospel stations.
It's Come On, Ring Those Bells. If people haven't guessed yet, it's a classic in my book, and I think you'd agree as well. Here's Evie on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells.
Seen the stars shining so bright. I knew it had to be a very special night. An angel suddenly appeared. I fell down at his feet. He said, go into Bethlehem, the Christ child ye shall greet. But God try to pass it down, but no tongue or language could ever resound its beauty, its glory, its majesty, its splendor, and not to be remembered. I stood in holy awe when I reached that place, for the Prince of Peace had come, and when I saw his face, his holiness enshrouded me as on each I did show, and each time I recall that night, my heart is set aglow. Sit down, but no tongue or language can ever resound its beauty, its glory, its majesty, its splendor, not to be remembered.
That's Squire Parsons with A Night to Remember. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Mark Fuller's with me today. We're playing some classic sounds in gospel music, and I phrase it that way. It's not necessarily music that's entirely old, but has just a classic Christmas sound, and you can produce a song in 2009 and it be classic sounding. So that way, it gives us some liberty to go back and do the old stuff, but also do some new. But that definitely, Squire Parsons, A Night to Remember.
Song was taken from there was a record label by the Benson Company called Heartwarming Records. Squire Parsons was one of the artists on there, and so A Night to Remember, I think that probably came out in the 80s, I believe, and I happen to have a CD of all those that they put back together, and it's a rarity to have that right now.
I looked up the project. It's called 20 Heartwarming Christmas Favorites or something like that. And it's out of print. It's no longer being produced, so it's very hard to find. But it had some great songs on it.
And later they had another compilation they put together, and they merged those two albums together to make the 20 Favorites. That one came from the first set.
Well, Squire Parsons, in my book, is just one of those classic Christmas sounds anyway. And a couple of years ago, we had him as a Christmas guest on the show because I just feel like his voice is so timeless, especially for this time of the year. So, good sound from Squire Parsons.
And what a great songwriter he is. I mean,
no doubt. And he's written some classic things. This show and next week's show, we're going to feature throughout the show, kind of sprinkled in a way, a tribute to the late Vestal Goodman. And she produced a Christmas album or put one together before she passed away. And it's turned into a classic of its own, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. This was the last CD that Vestal recorded. And I love it because it has a lot of, what would you call, big band sound to it.
Yeah.
And not only did she record the O Come All You Faithfuls and O Little Town of Bethlehem and stuff like that, but she recorded some fun, I guess what you call secular tunes, such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And just puts that classic Vestal sound to the tunes. I can remember the first time I had this CD. We were riding the car. I was riding the car with Eva May. And I was playing it, and it got to the end, and Vestal put her little signature sound to it, like a slur or something like that, and even they just cackled. She said, Christmas in Southern gospel style. She just loved it.
Vestal Goodman, you're going to hear a lot from her on this show and the next show from her Christmas project. And this is Santa Claus coming to town. And doesn't she sound just like a grandma singing to grandkids when she tells this story and song?
Oh, it is great. I love it. Santa Claus is coming to town. Here's Vestal.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. And he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out if you've been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Now he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, of course, classic song, Joy to the World, and the Dixie Melody Boys. Those guys have been steady and faithful, and Ed O'Neill has been putting out some good music through the years. Do you have any idea when that one was recorded? Maybe, like you say, late 80s?
I think maybe the early 80s. That was another one of the songs that came off the original album, A Heartwarming Christmas. And I'm not sure who all was in the group at that time, but I always loved that, the way they did that. It's got that little cut time again, sort of makes that Joy of the World with that, make it sound like a pure Southern gospel song.
Well, this next song that you have for me to play, I've only got the title, so tell me, if I could give you anything for Christmas, give me the scoop on this song.
This is by the Greens, and this was back when they had, it was Tony and Tim Green, and Amy Lambert was with the group. And I've always enjoyed this tune, and you don't hear it a whole lot. It just says, if I can give you anything for Christmas, it would be wrapped in arms from Calvary. And I think people out there will enjoy this tune.
The Greens on a Christmas Memories edition of Daniel Britt and Friends.
If I could give
Christmas, it would be wrapped in arms of Calvary. If I could give you anything for Christmas, I would share with you what Christ gave.
Shopping for you today to try to find a way to tell you how special you are to me. Then I heard you didn't know of God's grace down in your soul. So this year I give a gift most dear.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone. And guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star. Into the land of perfect day, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
till the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on.
Boy, now that's where Southern Gospel and Christmas meet. If there was ever one song to come that convention style or that Southern Gospel style, that, in my book, that's the I'll Fly Away of Gospel Christmas. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem and the Speer Family. I love it.
It most certainly is. I tell everybody, I said, I think the Beautiful Star of Bethlehem is the Southern Gospel anthem of Christmas. I mean, if you go to any church that sings Southern Gospel music, it's almost a standard. I mean, they know Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. I mean, our choir does it every year. I mean, you don't have to doubt that no matter how many songs we do at Christmas time, you know that is going to be on the list. And to me, the Speer Family does a wonderful job on that. And that was recorded a few years back, with Jenny Johnson in there and Ben Speer. I think Harold Lane's in there. And that's a classic cut of the Speers doing Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah, Ben Speer, I it's almost like it's not done exactly 100% true if Ben doesn't sing at least a verse of that song, because to me, he makes the song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who the original artist was on this song. I don't know how old the song even is, but it seems like the Speer family has been singing it for a long time.
Well, I relate that to the Speers because the Speers put this song on an album years ago that was not a Christmas album. It was on a regular LP or album, and it was not a Christmas record. I mean, it was just another song along with all everyday songs you'd hear.
Well, in a minute, we're gonna go back in time a little bit and hear some voices from the past and some interview clips. But before we get there, I think we're going to go back into the past with this one. It's the Rex Neeland Singers lined up to sing the First Noel. And in previewing this just a second ago, I thought I could detect some voices from, well, obviously the name, the Rex Neeland Singers, is going to date it. But what decade are we looking at here, Mark?
This was in the 80s because this came off of the Canaan Christmas album that was released with different artists on that. And I think this was actually one of the first songs, if not the first song, that Karen Peck recorded with the Rex Neeland Singers. But, you know, you can still download this Canaan Christmas album from Amazon. It's available for MP3s.
The First Noel, the Rex Neeland Singers, here on a Christmas Memories edition of Daniel, Britt, and Friend, with our guest today, Mark Fuller, and a great lineup of music. Rex Neyland Singer is in the First Noel. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a Christmas Memories edition with Mark Fuller on our guest line today. And Mark, I think one of the first times that we met in person was in a radio studio in Atlanta, and I had an afternoon drive show, and you came in, it was Christmas Eve, if I remember correctly, and you came in, brought some music of classic, these classic gospel sounds for Christmas, and we just sat there in the studio and played songs, music much like what we're hearing today. And we've got that, I still have that recording from that Christmas Eve where we sat together and played, I guess, over 2 hours of music. And we also just made phone calls, Christmas Eve greetings to several people in gospel music. Mark Fuller is on our guest line, and you know Mark, if you've listened for any length of time, Mark's been on before as we've played, especially classic sounds in gospel music, or as we've done any kind of feature on the history of the Lefevers. Mark grew up listening to the Lefevers, and here until just recently, traveled with Eva Mae Lefever as her pianist, and has been given the earned title, but one that I think you deserve, and that is probably the only person in existence today who can play like Eva Mae with as much of mentoring as you could have gotten from her traveling on the road with her pretty much full time in the past few years. So first of all, thanks for doing this. Thanks for lending your knowledge to this program. But as we move into this next segment, as we're going to hear from Eva Mae, she passed away earlier this year, and so this will be the first Christmas really without her.
Yes, it will be, and I can tell you I miss her, and I know that she's in a much better place, and she's getting to spend her first Christmas in heaven, and I'm sure she's trying to help tell the Lord how to decorate.
Exactly right. And it was back in 2002 when we were together in that studio when, obviously with your connections, she was one of the first on our list to call. Little did we know, or maybe you knew this, but I had no idea that at her age that she would be out in the busyness of Atlanta Christmas Eve. And so let's go back and hear as she picked up the phone on the other end.
Don't worry. She wasn't driving holding the phone. She did have her phone in the car.
Hands-free.
It was hands-free. Yeah. So she wasn't driving with the phone up to her ear.
Eva Mae Lefever, and then we've got a classic Christmas song from Eva Mae just after this. Miss Eva Mae Lefever on the phone with us right now. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, and I'm fine, and I hope you are.
I'm doing well.
Good. And
tell us a little bit about this song, about how it was recorded and the meaning of the song.
Uncle Al brought this back from overseas when he was in another country in the Second World War. And it's just a chorus that really appealed to me, and so I learned it and I put it on record at that time. And, you know, I can't get a card out to everybody. Everybody knows me, seems like, but I don't know everybody.
Right.
So I'm going to sing my Christmas card to everybody that's listening.
It is a wonderful song from the 60s. This is a recording from the Gospel Singing Caravan's Christmas album. And Eva Mae, you are a delight, such a treasure in gospel music. And you have a good day now.
Thank you.
Jingle bells.
But that goes back to the 1960s?
65, around 65. And that came off the Gospel Singing Caravan, had a Christmas record.
And a Christmas card with the late Eva Mae Lefevre. And, of course, good way to hear her voice at the beginning there with that clip from 2002 in Christmas Eve. And this next guy, who was still living at the time, it was actually his birthday, and we called and surprised him. So who is this guest we're talking about?
You're talking about Jake Hess, none other. And, yeah, that was one of the first times that I met you. I think if not, I don't know if that was actually the first or second time, and I thought, okay, I'll come up and spend some time with you at this radio station on Christmas Eve, and I brought in all this old Christmas Southern Gospel stuff I had. I think at the time, you didn't have a whole lot. And so I thought, let's go through my phone and see who can we call on Christmas Eve. And I thought, well, now that you look back on it, I'm thinking, oh, my Lord, I cannot believe we called these people on Christmas Eve. And I think we called Connie Hopper. And I thought, okay, let's call Jake Hess. And I forgot that it was his birthday. You're the one that remembered that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And because my mother's birthday is the day before his, and then his was Christmas Eve. So we just barely interrupted his festivities for birthday celebration. And you'll hear that coming up in this clip.
Don't you think this is around Christmas 2002, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, I believe you are correct here. Phone call out of the blue. Jake Hess was in Columbus, Georgia. We were in Atlanta, Georgia, and the phone call was made. Direct from Columbus, Georgia, another living legend on the phone with us, Mr. Jake Hess. How are you this afternoon?
I'm nothing but fine. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, having a great time. And not only is it Christmas Eve, but December 24th is a very special day for Mr. Jake Hess, celebrating number 57, is it?
Well, it's 75. I get those numbers mixed up.
Happy birthday and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you calling.
Christmas traditions in the Hess household. What are some special moments that you remember from Christmas past?
Oh, my goodness. From Christmas past, we see, my daughter and one of my sons live here, and we all get together, and it's a very... very special for us. From year to year, it's basically the same. We look forward to it the year round, and so we'll get together after we finish celebrating my birthday, and then we'll start celebrating Christmas.
Right, my mother's birthday was yesterday, and so I'm sort of familiar with having birthdays right next to Christmas. If you could change that, would you choose to have a birthday maybe in the middle of July or something?
No, you know, this is easy for everybody to remember.
That's true.
Well, however, it might come out better as far as the present is concerned if I change it to the 24th of July.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Well, I don't know how many years. This has just been a couple of years back, I guess, that Bill Gaither did this Christmas recording. Actually put out two from, was it Birmingham, Alabama?
Right.
Mr. Gospel Music himself, Mr. Jake Hess. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Jake Hess, that was from Christmas Eve 2002. And, of course, the reference here he made back to Eva Mae, if you heard a few minutes ago, Eva Mae actually in the car in Atlanta traffic Christmas Eve while she was doing the radio interview. And at in 2002, I mean, she was still no spring chicken, but she was out getting around. And I tend to agree with Jake. Eva Mae could have done anything she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eva Mae, she was, Eva Mae passed away this year in May. And she would have been 92 in August of this year. Well, she was still driving all the way up to the time she got sick when she was 91. She was very independent, and she liked to get in that car and drive all over. So,
classic sounds here on Daniel Britt and Friends, and this is no exception. It's Jake Hess with Christmas Letter by Letter. You'll like this on Daniel Britt and Friends.
When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when my mama sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way.
C is for the Christ child, born upon this day.
Mark Fuller's on our guest line and playing more of these Christmas memories here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Next, we've got, I love this, you can hear Tim Riley, Shine, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but I'll have family near. Oh, have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
In case you didn't hear,
oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas,
it's the best time of the year.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but I'll have family here. Have a holly jolly Christmas,
and when you walk down the street,
say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And in case you didn't hear,
oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
How I love those jingle bells. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
I love that family, and it's kind of they're kind of a new family in gospel music. But you know, in 2009, they took home the Horizon Group of the Year award. It's the Christ family, and I think that they're doing a great job of being relevant in today, but also keeping a nice classic family group sound in gospel music. And it's Christ, C-R-I-S-T, Christ family, and so. Mark, I know the Christ family. Have you had a chance to see them in person and get to know them?
I've got a chance, one chance to see them in person, and I love them. I mean, I heard them on the radio, and I also went online and listened to some of their clips, and I love their sound. And Daniel, you know that I love mixed groups, and the Hayes family, and the Rexing and the Singers, Nealons, and the Lefevers, and Spears, and Goodmans, all that kind of stuff, and not forget the Perrys or anybody else, if I left anybody else out, but I love mixed groups, and the Christ family are just classy. I mean, I went and saw them, and this was after Eva Mae had gotten sick, and I told him, I said, Eva Mae would love your singing, and she was just eating them up. She likes that kind of singing so well, so... But I love the Christmas tunes by the Christ family. They're great.
Really are. And, I mean, and a lot of fun there. Jingle Bells. And it's here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Speaking of family groups and speaking of bells, we're kind of in a bell kind of mode right now. So let's keep it going with that theme. The Hemp Hills and Truth Rings the Bells.
Yes. This tune came from the, it's another one of the tunes from the Heartwarming Christmas album put out in the 80s. And this has got LaBrisca and Joel and Candy, and I believe that would be Trent in there as well. And it's Truth Rings the Bells. Here's the Hemp Hills.
Truth rings the bells, clear sounding bells. Hearts will rejoice, nations excel.
So simple and good, this wondrous of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, it's Christmas time.
My favorite songs is that one, really. It's Silver Bells, and of course, a magic touch when Vestal sings it. And that's we're kind of featuring her throughout this show and next week as well. You're going to hear several songs from her Christmas project, and of course, timeless voice, Vestal Goodman. Hey, Mark Fuller's on our guest line as well here on this Christmas Memories edition of Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save the world from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God that is our Father, the blessed angel came.
Unto some certain shepherds with tidings of the same.
That there was born in Bethlehem the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem,
in Bethlehem of Judah, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger this morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
What a classic sound from the Cathedrals, although I must admit, when I saw we were playing this song, I, of course, think of the a cappella version they do, and they always the album started off with "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," and then they go into "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen." And in fact, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound on their latest Christmas project went back and I think may have taken the arrangement or made it similar to the Cathedral's arrangement of "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen." This version we just heard, though, obviously had music behind it, and is this from that Benson project?
No, this is from the Canon Records project that Canon Records put out back in the 80s. And this included, I think, Kurt Talley. I think Mark Trammell's in that group as well. And, of course, Glenn and George. And this was back in the 80s. It's on a Canon Country Christmas, I think, was the name of that album.
Well, next on the list is one by the Goodmans, and it's "O Holy Night." And since we've been playing a lot of Vestal Goodman in this show, tell me who the lineup in the Goodman family at this time was.
This song is another cut from the Canon Country Christmas album back in the 80s, and this does not have Vestal on there. This has Johnny Cook. And this is Rusty Goodman, Sam Goodman, Tanya Goodman, and Johnny Cook. And this is the Goodmans. And Johnny Cook was such a great, great tenor singer. I think one of the best ever. And I thought it'd be neat to play the Goodmans singing "O Holy Night," featuring Johnny Cook.
"O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and of course Christmas memories. If you're going to play a Christmas show, you got to have "O Holy Night." That's the version by the Goodmans, as Mark mentioned before the song. Johnny Cook, Rusty Goodman, Tanya Goodman, and Sam Goodman, and great sound. Mark Fuller is on our guest line, and next week we'll come back and we've got more Christmas memories for you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.